Well, shares in buy now, pay later company Affirm are having themselves quite the day. The stock up more than 12% after the company reported earnings and announced a new, more nuanced partnership here with Amazon. We'll start with the earnings there because it was a top-line beat. To report, revenue rising to $269.4 million, up from $174 million a year prior. That beat expectations. Of course, also, perhaps more importantly, the company updated info on its partnership with Amazon, confirming it will serve as Amazon's only third-party non-credit card buy now, pay later option in the U.S. And as part of that deal, Amazon is actually receiving multiple tranches of warrants to purchase shares of Affirm's Class A common stock. For more on that, what the BNPL giant is up to, happy to bring on Affirm's CFO, Michael Linford, alongside Yahoo Finance's Brian Sozzi. And Michael, appreciate you taking the time here. I mean, obviously investors very excited, and as they should be probably, in a partnership to be exclusive with Amazon here as the BNPL giant. Talk to me about how important it is that they're actually getting stock to align the interests here and what the partnership does for a firm.
Yeah, thank you. Look, we're really excited to be able to move from a test that we started earlier this year into rolling out our offers to the wider Amazon.com this season, this holiday season, is just a really exciting opportunity for us. And when you're working with an industry leader like Amazon, it's really important that interests do get aligned. And that means that Amazon is now interested in making sure that we're successful and that the user network at Affirm continues to scale and that we can deliver great results for our shareholders. So we thought that was a really important thing for us to do. And we're really excited for what we're going to be able to do with it, given Amazon scale.
Michael, help us understand the mechanics of these warrants. If Amazon were to exercise all of them, how much of a stake would Amazon own in a firm?
Well, Amazon will receive a little warrant grant at the outset. The majority of the warrants that we've struck in this deal will be earned or vested over time and subject to certain performance conditions. So very little upfront, but over time, we think the interests are aligned and they deliver the kind of results, if we deliver the kind of results with them for the growth of our user network and the consumer engagement and experience that we hold ourselves to, then Amazon will be able to earn more warrants over the course of the agreement. But the majority of them are coming over time and tied to performance or results and outcomes.
So I'm assuming here that Affirm is going to knock it out of the park for Amazon. Would that bring Amazon, let's say, a 10% stake in Affirm?
So the total number of warrants that are potentially granted is 22 million, 15 million warrants that have a $100 strike and 7 million warrants that are penny warrants. And if you think about our current fully diluted share count, there's about 315, 320 million shares on a fully diluted basis. So nowhere near 10%, and that assumes that everything falls into place over the next several years.
I mean, it does kind of raise questions, too, I suppose, about, you know, obviously investors are liking this deal. Obviously, Amazon's a big e-com platform here to partner up with. I mean, what does it look like in terms of the roadmap for a firm to build that out? I mean, are there more deals in the works there similar to this one, or is it mostly you got the big boy here in Amazon? Now you can focus on different partnerships.
Well, I think what you're seeing with the firm right now is that we're scaling on both sides. This past quarter, we scaled our merchant network from 6,500 merchants last year to over 100,000 merchants this year. And that doesn't happen, obviously, with just enterprises. Enterprises are the few. The many is what's happening as well in the broader SMB space. And we're able to do that because of the kind of products that we're able to build and the partnerships we have with leaders like Shopify. You know, obviously with taken together with Shopify, Amazon, and partners like Walmart and Target, we now have integrated relationships with 60% of US e-commerce. So that is a very big field for us to go make sure that we do all the hard work and get our fair share of that business.
We've talked to Max a couple times, Michael, about the new debit card. How many people are using that now?
We've not given numbers yet about exactly how many folks are using it. It is being used out in the wild. For those of you who maybe listened to our earnings call yesterday, one of our analysts, surprisingly, was using the card. And Max, being Max, took the opportunity to actually ask the analyst just for some real-time feedback, which I thought was just classic example of who we are as a company. So it's out of the wild. We're really excited for what it's going to do, but it's not quite ready yet for wide rollout. We'll be giving the market an update here probably next quarter.
Competition, though, is definitely heating up in the BNPL space. We were just chatting in the last hour with Zilch as they became the quickest company in Europe to cross unicorn status, now setting their eyes here on the U.S. market. When you look at maybe how a firm sets itself apart, you know, we talked about credit worthiness in terms of kind of building, I guess, a customer base and being able to point to the metrics that say, you know, we've got consumers out there that are spending responsibly. I mean, how important is that maybe in terms of differentiating not just a firm from competitors when it comes to retail partners like Amazon, but also being able to point to metrics like those? What are you seeing?
Yeah, we think it's really important that we make responsible decisions. And I think we're actually quite differentiated in this respect. Affirm, takes our risk management approach quite seriously. And the nature of our business, which does higher average order value transactions and lower average order value transactions, requires that we take risk management very seriously. And so the investments we've made over the past decade in technology really show up in our underwriting advantage. When we talk about underwriting advantage, it reflects itself in making sure that when we extend credit, it's done responsibly. And if we don't do that, we're not able to access the capital markets to continue to fund the business. So these things are all linked together. And it's important for the merchants that we can do this well, because that determines how many consumers we can ultimately approve and delight for them. So it's really important to us. It's underpinned with technology, and it's something we take really seriously.
On the guidance, Michael, that you put out for the full year, does that incorporate any bump from the Amazon relationship? And when should an investor think that you will start to see a large bump from that deal?
The guidance that we gave does not include any of the benefit from the Amazon partnership. And part of the reason for that is it's really early. As excited as we are to move out of test and begin rolling the partnership out, that we need to see a little bit of traction before we can give reliable guidance to the street, which we anticipate doing next quarter. In terms of when they should expect a bump, I think it could take a bit of time. If you think about our enterprise partnerships, like with Walmart and with Shopify, these things take quarters to really get to the full potential benefit. However, Amazon is really big, and so we do think that there's going to be benefit here in the quarters to come. But it will take, maybe even a year or more before we get to the full benefit of the relationship.
I guess one last question for me around kind of the customers you guys are signing up to use Affirm. What does that look like? Because, I assume some older people out there can just go traditional credit card route if they want to. I always get attacked for ageist questions here because I'm the young guy. But, what does it look like in terms of what you're seeing in the on-ramp of new customers?
So there's no doubt that our category generally and Affirm specifically skews towards a younger consumer. These consumers are generally not wanting to participate in the traditional credit card space. For one reason or another, it's either distrust, mistrust, or they've had a bad experience, or had a family member had a bad experience. And so there's the financial product aspect that matters there. There's also the technology aspect. The younger consumers tend to want a true digital experience. They want something that was mobile and digital first. And traditional financial institutions just really can't deliver that kind of delightful experience to them. So it does tend to skew younger, although you'd be surprised. There's just as many boomers who are enthusiasts in categories, and we see them taking advantage of Affirm's financing offers to get the things that they want and need even later in life.
Boomers and millennials coming together to enjoy what Affirm has to offer there. Linking us all up, it's a good note to end on. The CFO of Affirm, Michael Linford, joining us there alongside Yahoo Finance's Brian Sozzi. Congrats again on the quarter. Appreciate you taking the time to chat with us.